Good morning. You are welcome to today's service, and we are grateful to God for bringing us to this day. And our Reverend Peter Goodon will be leading our service for this morning. And if you need anything like water to drink or so, I'm available at the door. You can just raise your hand, I'll bring water for you. Or if you need any visor or face mask, or we are here to help you. Okay, God bless.
Thank you, Muratala, for your welcome. Good morning, everyone. It's lovely to welcome you in church to our service of Holy Communion today, the first time in a long time. And we know that it still feels very strange. This is just a bridge towards a greater unity and normality in worship. We feel the loss, but we count our blessings today, and we're grateful just to be in the house of the Lord this morning, just to bring him the best that we can bring in our worship, our praise, and to hear his word. So let's draw near to God in prayer and just open our hearts to his love and his presence. Loving God, we praise you for the gift of this new day, for the autumn sunshine, for the gifts of your creation, for giving us breath and life. And Lord, we thank you that we are one family in you. We remember those who will be worshipping at home today, our leaders, and our children in Sunday Club. Lord, may they know you are with them, and may you bless them today. Lord, receive our worship today. Shine your light into our hearts as we bring you our thanks and praise. In Jesus' name, amen. We might not be able to sing, but we can still worship. So I invite you to stand with me and to listen and lift up your hearts as we hear the words, "Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine." Please be seated for our prayer. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you that we join our praise with the worship of heaven, which can never be silenced and never ceases. And Lord, we praise you that you are our Saviour, the one who leads us from darkness into light, from captivity into freedom, from anxiety into peace. And yet, Lord, we know too often we choose our own way, convinced of our own wisdom, and we miss the path that you have for us when we forget your love and grace. So, Lord, we say that we are sorry and ask that you would draw us back to you, that you will forgive us, that you hold us in your loving arms and help us to follow you in worship and grateful service every day of our lives. Thank you for the cross today, as we prepare to receive bread and wine. May we remember the work of the cross today in our lives and in your world, through Jesus Christ, our living Lord and Saviour. Amen. When I was thinking about the readings that I would choose for today, I thought it was appropriate to hear words of Jesus in the upper room on the night before he died. So we hear from Matthew chapter 26, verses 26 to 29. And the disciples and Jesus are sharing the Passover together. While they were eating, Jesus took bread, gave thanks and broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body." Then he took the cup, gave thanks, and offered it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine from now on until that day when I drink it anew with you in my Father's kingdom." And the next day, Good Friday, Jesus died on the cross, showing his love, showing the servant way. And Paul wrote about this way in Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 to 11, that Abby's now going to please read to us. Thank you.
"Your attitude should be the same as that of Jesus Christ, of Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place, and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father."
Thank you, Abby. So let us now give glory to God the Father as our worship group lead our song and continue in worship. We listen to "Strength Will Rise" as we wait upon the Lord. Let's continue in worship. Please be seated. Let's pray together. Lord, as we wait upon you and upon your word for us today, open our minds to what you have to teach us, that we may learn of Jesus, of his suffering love, and that we may go from here to follow where he has led. Amen. One of the things that I miss about not being in church during lockdown was to be able to be in church and to be able to see the cross that is lifted high and is the central focus of our worship every single Sunday that we are here. And at home, it hasn't been the same to be able to sit and to see the cross. I want us today, as we share communion, just to think again about the cross and its meaning and its power for our lives. It is the most simple of signs. A cross is the first sign that a child can draw on a piece of paper. And maybe our friend here would be able to do just about that today. And because of old age, the cross is a sign that someone might use if they are no longer able to sign their name. It's the most simple of signs and symbols, and yet there is so much meaning. Let's think about the meaning in its many ways. To begin with, again, it looks like a signpost that we might see by the roadside. The cross offers us a choice. We stand at a crossroads when we look at the cross. We cannot ignore it or walk by it. We must decide. The cross offers us two ways on the path of life: the path of self and the path to God. The cross today challenges us to make up our mind, to choose to follow Jesus. It's a crossroads, a signpost. Look again, and it looks like the letter T. T is for truth. Here in the cross of Jesus, we find out the truth about God and the truth about ourselves, the truth about life and death, about suffering, about purpose. We know that that cruel symbol of death was transformed into a symbol of beauty and love by Jesus. And we believe the truth today, T for truth, that we are forgiven because of the cross, because Jesus died in our place. We come with thankfulness to the cross today. It's a letter T, and it is also the letter I crossed out. And again, that speaks of the call to give up ourselves. We are naturally selfish, and it's a daily struggle, isn't it, to learn to put others first. Paul wrote, "In your relationships with one another, have the same mind as Christ, who took on the nature of a servant." The I is crossed out. A little of us has to die every day until the I is finally crossed out and I am no longer the center of my life, and that we love one another as he has loved us. Looking again, it almost represents a figure with open arms. And that surely is what Christianity and the cross is all about. It's not a set of rules. It's not an ideology. It is an invitation. The cross says, "Come. Come to me. I will give you my love, my rest, my peace, and my care," says Jesus. No one need ever feel lonely or misunderstood when they look at the cross, because Jesus has been there and he has overcome, and we will too. And look how high up the cross is raised, like a banner. And we lift high the cross, as the old hymn put it. Lift high the cross, the love of Christ proclaim. Lifted high, it gives us a cause to follow, a set of principles to fight for. This is a banner raised high against evil and sin. injustice, false values, hopelessness, prejudice. The cross lifted high leads us into battle against the enemy. And when we look at the cross, it looks like a weapon, like a sword. Paul says our fight is not against human foes, but against cosmic powers, against the authorities and rulers of this dark world, against the superhuman forces of evil. The cross points to victory in battle. And surely this is our greatest hope, what Jesus has done, taking up our infirmities upon himself, even COVID, that crown, the crown of thorns. We will win through as we focus on the cross and lift it high. And then we see the cross made up of a vertical and a horizontal beam. The vertical beam, like that cross on Good Friday, firmly rooted into the ground. Christianity is not some airy-fairy vision, but grounded in human experience, in the real world. And the vertical beam reaches up to the heavenly places and guides our minds to God. And the horizontal beam reaching out like the arms of Jesus, reaching out to the world. Because we know Christianity is not just a private faith, personal, yes, but the cross reaches out for the world. God so loved the world that he gave his only son. We need both. It's our relationship with God that supports our reaching out to others. Perhaps you can see other reasons or meanings behind the cross, and I'm sure there are many. But lastly, I want to say most of all, the most important observation here is that this is an empty cross that we look at today. There is no figure on this cross. It is empty. We do not worship a dead figure of history, but a living Lord, a Saviour. Jesus bore the cross, was dead and buried, and rose again. We follow where he has led. So if you have a cross to bear today, then know Christ is with you. He carries that with you. And you will follow him past the cross to the other side of resurrection life. So today, we've taken a closer look at the cross, and when we receive bread and wine, we take it even deeper. We take it into ourselves with humble thanks and praise. We are not worthy, but we are loved. And God accepts us today. So with open hearts, may we receive all the blessings that Jesus has won for us through the cross. Amen. Let's pray together, a moment of quiet prayer as we think about some of those symbols that I have shared. Once again, We look upon the cross and we are lost for words and marvel at your love. Lord, we want to now pray for your world, which in many ways has forgotten your cross and your victory. We pray for all those who are carrying heavy crosses today, a weight of responsibility, a burden, maybe of sickness or worry or grief or family division. And in our hearts, we name them before you now. And Lord, as Simon of Cyrene helped to carry your cross, we pray that others will encircle them and help them to carry that weight and share the load. Bring them through to the joy of new life. And Lord, we pray for ourselves, just lifting up to you now the week that lies before us. Our loved ones and our friends. Lord, we are servants of your cross. And we just ask that you will fill us with your Holy Spirit to serve you in this week ahead and to remember the cross of Jesus, the price that was paid for our forgiveness and eternal life. Through Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. And let's join our prayers as we say aloud the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We're going to listen to a great hymn that is a meditation on the cross of Jesus. When I survey the wondrous cross, let's stand and join our hearts in worship. Please remain standing for our words at the Lord's table. I have prepared the cup and the bread here that I will break and lift during this part of the communion, and then for distribution we will be each receiving separate plates of bread and wine. And the words will be on the screen, all being well. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give you thanks, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. You brought all things into being and called them good. From the dust of the earth you formed us into your image and breathed into us the breath of life. When we turned away and our love failed, your love remained steadfast. You delivered us from slavery and made us your people, calling us to life through Moses and all the prophets. Therefore, we join with the whole of your family in heaven and on earth, saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, for when your Son was sent to save us, he laid aside his glory and became one of us, entering into human temptations and trials, eating with sinners, yet without sin. He set his face resolutely towards Jerusalem. He took upon himself our sin and death. For us he was lifted high upon the cross, that he might draw the whole world to himself. And, by his suffering and death, become the source of eternal salvation for all who put their trust in God. On the night his disciples betrayed and deserted him, he took bread, gave you thanks, broke it, gave it to them and said, Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. After supper, he took the cup, gave you thanks, gave it to the disciples and said, Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood which seals God's promise, poured out for you and for all, for the forgiveness of sins. When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we receive anew the presence of Christ and look forward to his coming in final victory. Receiving anew all you have accomplished for us in Jesus Christ, we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. Presenting these gifts which you have given, we remember his death. We proclaim his resurrection. We await his coming in glory. Send your Holy Spirit among us and upon these gifts of bread and wine, that the sharing of this bread may be a participation in the body of the living Christ, and the sharing of this cup a participation in his blood, that we may serve you in unity, faithfulness, and joy, until you bring us with all your saints into the fullness of your eternal kingdom, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Through him, with him, in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honour is yours, Almighty God, for ever and ever. Amen. The bread we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. Christ is the bread of life. The cup we take is a sharing in the blood of Christ. Christ is the true vine. Please be seated. We say together, Lord, we come to this your table, trusting in your mercy and not in any goodness of our own. We are not worthy even to gather up the crumbs under your table, but it is your nature always to have mercy, and on that we depend. So feed us with the body and blood of Jesus Christ, your Son, that we may forever live in him and he in us. Amen. This morning we are going to receive the bread and wine here at the front, one by one, well, row by row. I'm going to invite, first of all, the front row here just to come and stand, and just there, if you would like to use hand sanitizer before you receive bread and wine, then please do feel able to do that. And then I will give a plate to you, and when you're ready, you can take the bread, eat it, and then when you're ready to just drink the wine, and then give the plate back to me and return to your seat. And maybe those coming from the window side can go up back to their seats through the aisle here. So we'll do those on the window, then the central, and then by the organ. Our prayer after communion, which we say together, let us pray. Lord, we thank you for satisfying our hungry hearts with this holy meal, shared in the Spirit with your Son. As his death brings us life and hope, so may his resurrection lead us to salvation. This we ask, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. It's been good to share with you in worship this morning and to share around the Lord's table. And we look to that time when our whole congregation can gather together. And in the meantime, I repeat my offer that I can take communion to people's homes just to share either on their doorstep or socially distant in their garden. I've put that offer out, and if you know of anybody who would like to take that up, then please do let me know, and I'll do that in this coming week. So let's stand together now and listen to our musicians as they play another hymn which speaks of the cross and the love of Jesus. How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that he should give his only Son to make a wretch his treasure. Let's worship together. Jesus said, freely you have received, freely give. So Lord, we offer to you these gifts and all our giving and our lives as a sacrifice, as a token of our love for you. Now may the love of the Father, the tenderness of the Son, and the presence of the Holy Spirit gladden your heart and bring peace to your soul, this day and all days. Amen. We say together the words of the grace. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all evermore. Amen. Please be seated, and when you are ready to leave, to go through this door out. Thank you.